Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of September 12th, 2011. In cryptid news, a pair of Bigfoot videos has been making their rounds on the internet in the last week. One from the San Juan Mountains area of California shows a perfectly placed camera in the center of a small river, filming a tall and dark human-like figure wandering around and then stooping by the river to apparently get a drink of water. I'm not sure how that's possible through the mask. Another video from Utah shows the typical mysterious figure through the trees. The pair of men who shot the video stated that they had two cameras running as they shot targets after a day of fishing. They also noticed a crude hut about 100 yards from their camp. Well, if the hut was built by a Bigfoot, it's probably the best I've ever seen, and it also means that Bigfoot may have learned how to cut down its own trees. Well, I'm obviously not a big believer in these videos, because they all just give you just enough that you can't explain them, but none of them offer any real tangible evidence to accompany them. Look, I want to believe just like anyone else, but you have to give me something believable. In UFO news, football season is well underway. On Saturday, September 3rd in South Bend, Indiana, the Fighting Irish were fighting Mother Nature during a football game that was paused twice during severe lightning. It was during one of these delays, lightning struck one of the buildings of the stadium, as camera crews panned the skies, an apparent UFO was filmed. The UFO was described as a flying rod. Rods, as many of you know, were explained away many years ago as camera artifacts caused by the motion of birds or bugs. After watching the video myself, I would definitely say these were birds that were flying and definitely not something unexplainable. In other news, Sri Lanka has been held in the grip of fear by beings known as grease devils. The grease devils are thought to be by some similar to ape men, but the latest incarnation of these mysterious beings are more than likely common criminals posing as mysterious beings. The grease devils are typically men who cover themselves with black grease to keep from being caught and will also don a mask to hide their identity. The hysteria has led to riots, police deaths, and a near lynching of a suspected perpetrator. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions or comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. At the end of this month, September 30th through October 1st, is the Ghosts Golden Horseshoe Occult Studies and Technology Symposium, Paranormal and Wellness Expo in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. October 8th and 9th is the Central Texas Paranormal Conference in Austin, Texas. And October 15th and 16th is the Pensacola Paracon in Pensacola, Florida. On September 24th, there is a special event hosted by Southern Paranormal Investigations. They are hosting a charity event for cancer called Paranormal Kicks Cancer in Gainesville, Texas on September 24th. Paranormal Kicks Cancer came into existence in 2010 in Gulfport, Florida as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. In just 1 year, it has expanded to include 4 states, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and Texas. And already more states are being added to the lineup for next year. For more information on this event, visit paranormalkickscancer.org. We are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. Now, I'm sure that this list is not complete, so if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as have me put it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.